Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. I've been awake before, but I went back to sleep. It's around 12:30 here in Southern California. So I had this dream, and I'm in this doctor's office. It's so weird, right? And I got my, it's very bright in the office. And apparently I've already had my doctor appointment, or I'm in the middle of it or something. I'm in the waiting room, and this girl walks up, and she says, do you think my friend should take her baby to church? And I'm looking around, because it's kind of blurry, and I look around, and I go, what friend? And the woman who walked up to me is really pretty. Well, she's got short hair, but she's still pretty. Blonde, thin as hell. And the waiting room is kind of in a, it's like two waiting rooms. You can see around the corner. And there's this really, really fat. I mean, she is a huge woman, right? A big ball of a woman with long, long, long hair and glasses. And she goes, her. And all I'm thinking is, who the hell would touch that? I mean, I know it sounds mean, but I'm thinking, what the hell? How can that be? But whatever. And I said, well, first off, if it's a boy or girl, and the blonde asked, she says, it's going to be a girl. I said, oh, yeah, because she's pregnant. But listen, her fatness has got nothing to do with the pregnancy. Trust me on this. All right. Or should I say fluffy? In Southern California, they don't say fat anymore. They say fluffy. Yeah, call it what you want. Anyway. So I said, because my thinking was, if it's a boy, the only thing I want to tell her to do is name it Mark. That's all I was thinking. But no, that's not it. So it's a girl. So and the girl's name. I said, so what's the baby's name going to be? And the blonde says Adrian. So they it's a girl. So no biggie. So then the blonde turned around and she starts holding hands with this other girl who's also kind of big, but not as huge as the girl that's having the baby. So it turns out that she's a lesbian. Which, yeah, whatever. I was like, oh, damn, what a waste, right? So. They start canoodling, and I mean, when I say canoodling, I don't mean anything weird or anything strange. They just, it's kind of cold in the office. Everybody's got coats on, and but these two lesbians, whatever, they don't. So they're kind of standing close together, kind of canoodling. Nothing inappropriate. I mean, nothing unseemly or perverted. So get, don't let your mind go there. That's not going to happen. Anyway, I'm not that kind of person. Anyway. So I'm looking at her, and the only thing I'm thinking about the blonde is, what a waste. That's all I'm thinking, because the woman she's with is, oh, man, is she ugly, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so the fluffy girl, the ball of a girl, she says, come here, She waves for me to come over, and she's very angry. And she's, why should I take my daughter to church? She starts giving me all these reasons to say that, how do we know God exists? And I don't remember. I did, when I began speaking about this just now, I remembered all the particulars, but it's fading fast. But something to the effect of, if there's really a God, how could there be all this suffering? And I said, well, I don't have all the answers. She goes, well, you believe in God? And I was like, I guess I do. And more importantly, if I had a daughter, I'd take her to church. And she's just really not angry at me, but man, is she angry. She's bitter. And she's very young. I'd say she must be, very young. I'd say she would be around 35. And it's clearly she wants somebody to convince her. And I explained to her about things I've gone through. It's like, look, my phone rang, so I'm picking up where I left off. Now, remember, I'm describing a dream I had. So I said, with all the issues I have with my vision and stuff, other challenges I've had, I said, look, if a guy like me can believe in something, and you're sitting there, and your only challenge is to question it, please, what's the harm in taking the kid to church someday and letting them make up their own mind or whatever? And I gave her some other reasons. And everybody in this particular second waiting room is kind of listening. You know how it is in public places. Nobody wants to weigh in, but they all got their ear out there and everything. So this nurse walks up, not a nurse, but a office worker who's an older lady, and she takes me by the arm and walks me over. I say, just a minute. I look back at the girl. I say, I'll be right back. And she's got short hair, too. Man, kind of graying, you know, but a nice lady, really pretty. I'd say around 62, 65. And she whispers in my ear on some of the dirt on all the other patients, because in the first waiting room, the women which I had been in, there was a lot of people there. And even though I couldn't really see them clearly, they just, she's like, you know. My phone rang again. I can't believe how many times this phone is ringing during this recording. This is ridiculous. I'm going to have to put the airplane mode on the iPhone. I'm doing this on my iPhone 4S. Anyway, so she, all I'm thinking is, she's whispering in my ear in such a, there's no way in real life anybody could whisper this quietly and I could hear them. She's got her lips right next to my ear, and every word is crystal clear on all the dirt. Like, this guy over here, he just something, something, something. And this woman over there, well, it turns out her husband is, I mean, she knows everything, and I just love the dirt. Oh, my God, I love it, I love it. And I'm thinking, this is, and I swear to you, I had this really mad thought about, I need to marry this woman, all right? That's what I'm thinking, because she's got the information, and all I want is to want the information. And she really is nice, you know? And she smells good. Yeah, this is all in a dream. I mean, all this comes through. You know, it's really weird. So she goes, well, I think your taxi will be here in a little bit. And she goes, you know, don't worry, we'll talk later. Well, talking later means, I think it means, I'm not sure if we're going to get together later in the day. I didn't know her, but it's clear that, you know, I have intentions of seeing her again after work. I don't know how, but in the dream, you know, things kind of take on their own life or whatever. And obviously, you know, it's weird. I've got waiting for a taxi. So then I go back over to the ball of a woman who is, you know, she's still angry, but not as angry. And she's like, so you think it really is not a waste of time to teach my child about something that we'll never know, and there's no proof of it. It's just stupid faith and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And my real phone rings, and I wake up. I was just going to answer. That's it. First dream, you know, of this week. It was really weird. What I find interesting about the dream is that it seemed, I don't know if it was prophetic or precognitive or anything. I don't know, but it the detail was bizarre in it wasn't, you know, hazy or weird or strange or supernatural or crazy. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Before I go, I left this out. While the lady was whispering in my ear about the dirt, another nurse, or it might have been a male nurse, or maybe it wasn't a nurse, male office worker, whatever, said, oh, you guys, the taxi's here. And the lesbian couple, some big guy I didn't know and hadn't talked to, who must... must have been about 6'4" or something, and the ball girl, the ball of a girl, and I were all getting. It was our taxi, and don't ask me because it made no sense. It just all of a sudden, I knew that my conversation with the girl wasn't over. I may be getting this a little confused. I don't know if I'd walked back over to the girl. I guess I did. After I left, well, it doesn't matter. I'm like, nobody cares this much. Anyway, the point is, we were all leaving the office together, and that was when the phone rang. I just remembered that. But I was in the middle of conversing with the girl at the time, so I don't know. That's all. Okay. Oh, God. If it happens in real life, I'll let you know. Believe me, I have a few doctor appointments in the next couple of months, and... you can damn sure bet I'll be looking for a big, fat girl with long hair and glasses who's pregnant, who wants my opinion. Two lesbians, one really pretty with short blonde hair and a fat one who's kind of ugly. A really tall guy who's about 6'6", 6'5", and a really cute nurse in her early dotage. Well, that's not even fair to say, is it? In her 60s, with a lot of gossip, who's cute, who I wouldn't mind getting to know better. I'll let you know, okay? All right, have a good day. Remember, make a joyful noise today, okay? Wherever you are, or even if it's nighttime. And I will talk to you later. Okay? Bye-bye. Pause recording.